National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
If you have a cat, veterinary medicine wants to learn about your cat's behavior. It's a study. It's a survey. I mean, years ago, I don't know how people did this sort of thing. I mean, now it's easy because there's, what is it called, Survey Monkey? And you could just fill out answers to questions, and behaviorists and statisticians will figure it all out. It's all free to do for you and really good for cats. I'll talk a bit about that with Dr. Ashley Elzerman. Also, I was at the New York Pet Fashion Show. You have not lived until you've been at this event, which I will talk to you about. And I met someone, Sylvie Bordeaux, and I had met her previously. Quite an amazing woman. She received an award, and well-deserved, because what she has done is change the lives of blind dogs. And we will tell you how she's done that. And if you know someone, or maybe yourself, you know, you might have a blind dog. She's created a product that really does help. It's quite amazing. U.S. Department of Agriculture, they're here to protect our animals. A decision they made has made us wonder about what they're really here for. I will explain that, too. But most of all, take your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. As a certified animal behavior consultant, that's what I'm here to do. It's really why I'm on the radio, to help you. 866-554-PETS. 554-7387. In warm, sunny, always beautiful Arizona, Tammy, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
It is my pleasure, my honor. What can I do for you?
I'm just curious. My dog, I have a black lab, and when she hears sirens, she howls.
Yes.
I love the sound. I absolutely love the sound.
Uh-huh.
But I was wondering, but she also howls when she hears coyotes. And sometimes she does when she hears jet skis. But
jet
I was wondering,
skis.
Is it because her ears hurt, or is she communicating somehow? What is she,
okay,
what
I have
howl?
I have answers for you, but I have questions for you too.
Okay.
You live in the desert. Where are there jet skis?
Oh, I'm in Lake Havasu. I'm right on the water.
Ooh. All right, now I have another question for you. Can I move in with you when it's winter in Chicago, and I could watch personally and answer right in person?
Yeah, because it's 75 here right now. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you're in a beautiful spot in America. That's a great thing. So we don't know why dogs howl. It might be a combination of factors. Sometimes they do it when they're young, and might have been the case with your dog. then you reinforce by saying, this is the cutest thing in the world. And you tell your dog that, and the dog knows that we're pleased. That could be contributing. But what prompted your dog to do this in the first place? It could be that it does hurt their ears. It also seems to be a way of communicating. So do dogs really think that they're communicating with a coyote? I can see that. Do dogs really think they're communicating with a fire engine going by or the jet skis you mentioned? I don't think so. So then why are they? And the answer at the end of the day, I could go yappity, yappity, yappity for a while, but we don't know the answer. We really don't. No. Now, you asked if it hurts their ears. Maybe a bit. Maybe howling relieves it some. But your dog's okay. I mean, this is nothing that the howling, in fact, if anything, if it hurts their ears, may relieve it a bit. But we don't even know that it hurts their ears. That's what somebody said once. And now other people are saying it because somebody said that once. You know, we don't know. We just don't know. But it can be mighty cute. So we have a dog that howls, too. So here's what I recommend you do, as we have done. If you're on Facebook, take a video and put it up on Facebook, and you'll get a whole lot of likes because it is, you are right, the cutest thing in the world. And in fact, it is so cute. So we live in the heart of Chicago. Very busy, big city. And our dog does that. Two stories about that. First, we have a German Shepherd mix, maybe. She's about 40-ish pounds, so 45 pounds, somewhere in there. And a much smaller dog, a 9-pound Chihuahua mix. And the Chihuahua mix came to us when she was, we were able to get her from a shelter, long story, in Chicago. She was about 9 or 10 months old at the time. We really don't know. Well, we had her only a couple days, and she sees our other dog as we're walking down the street, go, ooh! And she began, over time, to mimic it. But Chihuahuas don't really have the capability to go, ooh! So it's the screechiest sound in the world when she goes, it sounds nowhere near, it's really lame, but she thinks she's doing it well. And the two dogs doing it together is so cute. This really happened. Fire engines about to roar by. I remember it was Halstead Street in Chicago. Our dogs are both going, oh, or the other one that sounds more like a rooster. And the fire engine actually stopped, and one of the firefighters took a picture of our dogs doing that. And then they went right, I'm thinking, there's a fire. What are you stopping for? It's actually true. So no, your dog is fine.
And I'm ahead of you, by the way. I already posted it on Facebook.
Well, what you didn't do is share it on my fan page. So that would be the next step.
Okay.
Or send me the video. I'd love to see it. But your dog is fine, I'm sure, happy as can be.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Oh! When we come back, you will not believe what the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they're supposed to protect our animals, what they've done. Next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Woohoo! We just got a puppy. It's exciting. At the same time, I didn't just get a puppy, by the way. I mean, that's what people say. They say, woohoo! They say that all the time. But you know what? Puppies are most often given up, or dogs are most often given up within the first year of life. Same for cats, by the way. That's when most animals are relinquished. So how can we prevent that from happening? Well, it is National Puppy Day, March 23rd. I knew you knew that. And we're going to celebrate for the next 2 weeks on the show by talking to dog trainers who can give us some great tips. You can also get tips at this. You ready for this? Vitabone.com/learn. Vitabone.com/learn. We've got lots of videos up there, and it's all about positive reinforcement dog training. I mean, with puppies, I could say it in one sentence, really. And that is, don't worry so much about what the dog shouldn't do. Reward the dog for what you do want the dog to do. It really does work. And we'll talk about it again in more detail for the next 2 weeks on this very radio show. I was shocked. I could not believe it when I read, and it turns out to be true. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, responsible, rightly or wrongly, they're the government entity responsible for overseeing our animals, whether they be farm animals, whether they be dogs in many cases, or cats. It's the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And if there's a report, say, wherever you live, you think there's abuse being done to an animal at a facility that's a breeding facility. Maybe you say it's even a puppy mill. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is assigned to go out and inspect. Let's say, as in parts of the country, this is the case. Those horses in Texas, for example, there's 100 of them over there, and they're starving because there's no food. It's the U.S. Department of Agriculture that's supposed to swoop in and save the day. And then they put a report up. I mean, this has been the case for years, online, and people can read those reports. That is no longer the case. To get a report about anything now from the USDA, you have to put in a Freedom of Information Act request. And that can take days, but more often takes weeks, months, sometimes even years to get the report. And the problem with this is that, as I said, what if it's a puppy mill that you're concerned about? And the USDA, they're the ones, I don't even know why they are the ones. It shouldn't be that way. Dogs are companion animals. They're not livestock. But nevertheless, that's the way it's set up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, they're the ones assigned. They're the ones tasked to go out and inspect. But what does the inspection report say? We now have no way to know. And I don't care. I mean, the fact of the matter is, so I posted this on my blog, and I said, what's true? This happened under our current president. Well, some say that it was an Obama administration decision, and it's just come into effect now. It happened overnight, by the way, without warning. Well, I don't care whether it was Trump, Obama, or Abraham Lincoln. It doesn't matter. It's wrong. And I don't want to talk about politics. This isn't about politics. It's about protecting our animals. And I don't care what president it was that this was under. So here's what the HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, and the American Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA, have done. If you go to either of their websites, they now have petitions that you can sign, and I hope you do, saying that this is wrong. I mean, again, this is an organization whose sole mission is to oversee protection of animals. So even if on a farm you think there are too many cows that are crowded together, you do have, by law, the right to complain. And as a taxpayer, I would think you have the right to know what the result of the investigation is. And you do. But to have to FOIA that or file for freedom of information, as I said, often does take years. Well, those cows are all dead by then. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is. And what the Department of Agriculture said in defense of it, well, we're making everything available. Well, they are. But why make this change in the first place? It is just incomprehensible. So I hope you do go to hsus.org or aspca.org and sign those petitions. Coming up next, a conversation with a woman who I think is a real hero for what she has done and continues to do for blind dogs.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
So I was at the New York Pet Fashion Show. You heard me right when I said what I just said. And one of the award winners of the evening, and she now has several awards, and for a very good reason you'll hear about in a second, is Sylvie Bordeaux, who created a product that is helping dogs. I am certain all over the world. I know all over the United States. Sylvie, it is a pleasure to finally have you on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so honored and excited. Thank you.
Well, it's my honor in truth because of what you've done. So I'll just allow you to tell the story because you can do it far better than I can.
Well, about 5 years ago, my toy poodle Muffin went blind and he was bumping into walls and depressed and despondent, and people were telling me I should think about putting him down. And I was devastated and so scared and wanted to do something to help him. So to make a long story short, I created this device called Muffin's Halo. It acts like a bumper, so it redirects blind dogs. Whenever they go into a hard surface, there's a halo that redirects them. And it's truly amazing, and it's helping blind dogs all over the world. And I had an entirely different career, and Muffin had this little mass in his stomach, and unfortunately he was lacerated. And at that time I had prayed and pleaded to God to please save my little guy. My first prototype was coming in the next morning, and I promised if he was saved, my life would be of service to blind dogs and that his life would not be in vain. And today his legacy lives on. Muffin lived to be 15 and a half years old, and I kept my word with God. And here we are today helping all these other blind dogs all over the world.
Well, here you are. Yeah, here you are doing that. And by the way, we'll give the website before we're done here, friends. So get the pen out so you can write it down. Particularly if you yourself or you know someone who has a blind dog. You described the contraption that goes over the head and neck of the dog as a halo, but being on the radio, we need to do a better job.
It's a three-piece device, so it starts as a harness that's wrapped on the body of the dog. And then there's an angel wing. It's padded with some foam and some stuffing in it. And then attached to that is a halo. So it's like a bar that's a circular shape that goes in front and acts like a buffer, a shield, per se, for blind dogs. And the reason why I designed it as an angel wings, one, you know, just to have them protected, symbolic, and two is because of the foam and the padding in there, it softens the blow when they're hit with an impact. So whenever they go into a hard surface, it's like a bumper. It makes it more like a glide, you know, to be redirected. So it's not so harsh.
So if a...
And they love it.
Yes. So if a blind dog were to go running into a wall... Obviously, mm-hmm. it would hurt the dog's head. This prevents them from their head from intersecting with the wall, and also it softens the impact.
Is absolutely,
that, yeah,
very much so. And there's a bounce to it, so when they go into the hard surface, it redirects them. There's like a bounce to it, so it just moves them back, and they just go the other way. And also because of the angel wings that's attached on the neck, it gives them a little signal on their shoulder, like a little tap, like oops, go the other way. It's amazing to watch it work. And so it's my dream. It's my life purpose. I'm honored to be doing this.
Well, I want you to talk about that a little bit. So we communicate mostly, or we depend mostly on our eyesight, human beings. Mm-hmm. And certainly human beings can get along just fine without having eyesight. For dogs, it is a bit less important, actually. In our world, it's important because they live in our world, but they depend on their sense of smell. So what
Correct.
Is that? How does that relationship change if a dog doesn't see? Explain what you meant.
Okay, well, what's wonderful about the halo with the dog, blind dog wearing one of my halos, is they do their mapping with it. Because of the scent is so strong, and that's what they rely on, when they bump into a hard surface, they smell it. So they go around memorizing what we call mapping. So what's terrific is that a lot of them, after a while, don't need to have it on because they did their mapping, as long as you don't move anything around in that particular room. So, and that's what I loved with Muffin whenever we traveled. He'd get so excited, especially for like a senior dog, because it keeps them inspired. So Muffin, it was like solving a new jigsaw puzzle. Every time he went into a new room, a new hotel, new environment, he'd be, all right, let me get out the gates here. And then he'd bump around, he'd smell, and he'd memorize it and go around and around and memorize. And after that, he'd go on memory of the scent of the new environment. So it stimulated his brain, too.
Sylvie, you're very, very cool. This is amazing, and it's wonderful. What is the website so people can learn more?
MuffinsHalo.com.
MuffinsHalo.com. Sylvie Bordeaux, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Steve. I so appreciate it.
What I love doing more than anything else, that's talking to you. Call me, 866-554-PETS. Pet behavior questions, toll free, 866-554-7387.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to lean
on. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Kathy, in Florida, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have a question.
Yes, I do. I have three chihuahuas. Two are male.
All right, we're done.
One is female.
We're done. That's all I need to know.
You know what? You're right. Exactly right. All my friends and my family tell me that, too. But anyway.
Well, congratulations. I assume some are rescued dogs because...
No, actually, they're not. They're leftovers from the Paris Hilton days when my kids were teenagers, so, you know.
They're rescued dogs, sort of,
and they
Mom.
Take off, and I get stuck with the dogs. But I love them.
Of course, of course. Right. So what's
so anyway,
the question?
Two, like I said, two are males, one is female. And they're older, so they're 11 and 12. I think the oldest male is 12, and then the other two are 11.
Okay.
They were puppies of the male.
Got it.
And anyway, for many years, they've been housebroken.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a couple years ago, they decided that they were just going to mark everywhere. And it is actually marking. I know it's marking. You know, I can tell. And the males have not been fixed.
Why?
Because I was breeding them.
Okay. Okay.
So, why are they doing this all of a sudden, and what can be done about it? Is there anything?
Sure. I don't know why they're doing it all of a sudden. Probably has to do with the relationship with the dogs, or me asking you lots of other questions that I just don't have time on the radio to do.
And you know what? You're right. It is the relationship. They don't like each other. They never have.
There we go. Okay. So, two things you should do. One is to consider neutering the dogs, because that may help you. It may overnight solve the problem. Odds are, because it's been going on for 2 years, it's also an entrenched behavior at this point, so it may not instantly do that. I cannot promise that. However, what you, I think, need to do is to bring in a professional who can say, all right, this is going on here, this is going on there, and I am going to, because on the radio, it is difficult for me. I mean, we could talk about it a little bit, why and under what circumstances they're not getting along, but you really need someone to come in, look at what's going on, a positive reinforcement dog trainer who understands behavior, and that's the secret. So you want a certified animal behavior consultant, or maybe a veterinary behaviorist. You can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're wearing diapers I mean, all the time.
Well,
you know,
that's one way to solve the problem as well. And I'm also assuming nothing is medically is going on. But if we're talking about more than one dog, obviously odds are it's not medical.
Right. And it's not. I mean, they get their checkups, you know, every year. And I take them to the vet anytime there's any least little thing wrong. So I don't think that's the issue. I just think that they are two males that are competing.
Oh, so it's only the two males that are having this issue?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's some things you could try that won't, there's no downside. Take them out more often. Also provide a litter box in the house and teach them to go in the litter box, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
I have done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. And they pee in the litter box. I mean, they just, it's like if one goes and the other one has to go. If one goes out, the other one has to. I mean, and they do it just to be marking. There's nothing that works.
So one goes in the house. So what you can do then is prevent one from going in the house. So tether one of the dogs to you. So literally that leash is attached to you. If the dog begins to go, you can clap your hands, interrupt the dog, take the dog outside. And then that dog will go, but grab the other dog if you can. Take them both outside. If one goes, then the other overmarks the other. Outside, you don't care, you know?
Right.
So that would be one idea as well, not giving the dog an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I think I'll try that, although I hope it becomes a habit and not have to do that forever.
No. Well, that would be the idea, you know, for it to become a habit. So if after a month, I'm making up a period of time here because there's no exact science to this, but if after a month your dog is okay and your dog doesn't have an accident in the house, then probably you're okay. No guarantees. It could be six weeks. It could be 2 weeks. I don't have that magic formula. I wish I did. But at some point in time, if your dog isn't, at that point, having accidents in the house, your dog isn't going to.
Great. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to try that.
All right. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Another thing she could do is, you know, crate training has several purposes, and one is to enforce house training, if you will. Now, I wouldn't want this dog, who's an adult dog, in the crate all the time. That's not fair. But when she thinks there might be a problem and she can't run the dog outside, to put the dog, in a good way, not punishment, into the crate, if they're crate trained and if they don't mind their crates. By the way, not together. These dogs aren't getting along. Again, our phone number, 866-554-PETS. And let's go to Illinois. Laura, you're in my state. What's going on with you?
Well, I kind of have a crazy dog. I love her, but she's crazy.
Okay.
Her name is Belle. She's a Westie. She's 7 years old. She'll be 7 in July. And she likes to bark at anything and everything. If there is the slightest little noise, music changes in a TV commercial, she'll run into the room, bark, and chase her tail over and over for, I mean, it can go on for a good minute. And she does not have the typical Westie long tail. Her tail is really short, so she can never catch it.
That's got to be frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I don't know if that's part of it, that she can just never get it because it's so short. I mean, it's really, really short. That's why we picked her when we picked her out.
Well,
here's what's going on.
You're walking down the street. She sees other dogs, and they have tails. So she comes home and chases what that little small stumpy tail she has because she has tail envy. No, don't believe what I just said. It makes no sense. I totally made that up. But I'm thinking you can try this. Give your dog other things. What's your dog's name?
Belle.
Belle. You said that. I'm sorry. Give Belle other things to do. So stuff a treat inside a Kong toy or a sterilized bone, for example. In fact, we will send you a Kong toy, but buy one before because it'll take a couple of weeks for us to get ours to you. And by giving her something else to do, it will keep her mind occupied in a way that we want that's more appropriate. It's sort of like occupational therapy.
Okay.
And hopefully that will prevent her from doing what you just described. Now,
the timing,
we talked about timing earlier in the show. Timing really is everything. So if she begins doing this behavior, you don't want to reward her by giving her something good for that behavior. So you have to catch her either before it starts, or once it starts, then call her to you, have her do something else, and then have her sit, and then give Belle the sterilized bone with the treat inside or the Kong toy.
Okay.
Now, if this behavior happens all the time and it can't be interrupted, then it's conceivable that your dog has a compulsive disorder, believe it or not. And dogs who chase their tails all the time or swat at flies that aren't there and that sort of thing, it's like hand washing in people. And that's a more serious thing that you really would have to talk to your veterinarian about.
Okay.
And one more thing, I'm assuming, based on your description, but I shouldn't assume, that you've had your dog to the vet, so you've ruled out anal gland issues, potentially, or fleas, which are other reasons for dogs chasing their tail. Allergies are another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, she does have allergies. She gets allergy shots, and she was actually just on amoxicillin, some form of that for dogs, for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it could be, and this is why... It depends on, based on your description, it sounds like it's behavioral. However, oftentimes it does sound that way, or it wasn't originally behavioral, and then it turned into it, or there's a component of it that's really based on something physiological going on. And, you know, listen, if your dog itches back there and can't get to it, I mean, doesn't that drive you crazy when you have an itch like in the middle of your back that you almost can reach? You're so close, but you can't reach it. And that might be what's happening with your dog, too. So I don't know which of those, but your veterinarian can rule out the physical possibilities.
All right.
So are you expecting? Is that a little personal? Well, what do you do when you are? How do you prepare the dog, or for that matter, the cat, for what's about to happen? Well, you can do that. You should do that. That is the nature of our email question of the week. That is coming up next. You, too, can email me, steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
gonna say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat!
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I think we do need preparation, right, for when a puppy comes into our house. So that's what we are going to do for the next 2 weeks on the show, because March 23rd is National Puppy Day. So next week we're talking about crate training puppies. Should you? And then if the answer is yes, how do you go about doing that? But we'll also talk about the other end of the spectrum, older dogs. How to keep them younger longer.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
I'll tell you, so many people ask me this sort of question. Dear Steve, I'm having a baby in 4 months. Woohoo! Congratulations to you. Abby, our wonderful Labrador mix, has never been exposed to infants. She does love everyone, or at least I think so. Do I have anything to worry about? Well, probably you don't, but you don't know. I mean, babies are different than kids and adults. So I would prepare your dog, even if your dog is likely to be great. And this goes for anyone and everyone. Unless you're 78 years old and you know you're not going to have a baby. But even then, grandkids, right? Great-grandkids, whatever. You don't know. The neighbors might have a baby that are going to be moving in next week. It is the more people that your dog is exposed to in a positive way, the better off any dog, or for that matter, any cat will be. So what do you do? Well, I like the idea of preparing your dog in every way possible. So go to the store and buy a doll. Really. And walk around. Now, you don't have to do this outside because your neighbors might wonder. But walk around the house inside so the dog gets you accustomed to the idea. Because if you're holding something up there, what does the dog do? It jumps up to see what it is, right? So we want the dog not to do that and to get accustomed to the idea that you're carrying something around. I want you to play recordings of crying babies. And while you're playing those recordings of babies just screaming and wailing, feed the dog. And then first do it where the speakers are either at a very low volume or the dog food is on the other side of the house to where the speakers are located. So it's not blasting in the dog's ear. But over time, pump up that volume. Make it louder so the dog associates a screaming, wailing baby with something really good happening. The other thing that I want you to do with that doll, by the way, is to drop treats from the doll. Now, your dog knows it's an inanimate object, but still, the idea that you're holding this thing that you're dropping treats from. We plan the baby's room. And we do this with cats more than dogs, but people do it with dogs too. So they paint the baby's room, they make it a baby's room, put the crib in there, all that stuff in preparation, that's great, and then close the door and the dog or cat is not allowed in there. What does that do? It makes the animal even more curious about going in there. So why? The baby's not even home. And remember, when the baby does get home, never ever, and it's not a matter of not trusting the dog, or cat, or parrot, or ferret, or bunny rabbit. I don't care what kind of pet it is. Adult supervision, always, always necessary. If an adult is there, problems usually can be prevented. And once the baby does come home and really begins to cry, mom holds the baby as the baby is going, rawr, rawr. That really didn't sound like a baby, did it? But as the baby's crying, and then someone else, drop treats. Give treats to the dog. And when the baby comes, try to keep up the dog's schedule as much as you possibly can. So if the dog typically went out for a 9 o'clock walk at night, to the best of your ability, try to keep doing that. And also spend some time that is just for the dog. Even if it's 10 minutes or less, going out in the backyard and tossing a tennis ball or whatever it is the dog likes. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Oh, by the way, there's a great, great free booklet available from the American Humane Association about all this. It's AmericanHumane.org/pet meets baby, and it's free. Next, and I do love this, you can participate in science. If you have a cat, And if you live in the United States, we have listeners actually outside the United States. So those are the only two caveats, and you can participate in the survey, which we will tell you about next.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Ashley Elzerman is a resident in veterinary behavior who right now is trying to figure out, I believe, the impossible. That would be why cats do what they do. So here's kind of my take on it, Dr. Elzerman. Sure. We have evolved, you, I, all of us, with dogs. And as a result, in part of that, and dogs are also more demonstrative than cats, we better understand dogs. Cats still remain, even to experts like yourself, kind of a mystery at times. Am I right? Have I got that at all?
Yes, for sure. Since we evolved with dogs, they're easier for us to understand and read, and cats are a little more mysterious.
So what are you trying to figure out? And do the cats know that you're trying to figure them out?
I don't think they know that we're trying to figure them out, luckily. But what we're looking at is households with several cats and trying to decide, does it make a difference what numbers of cats, when they were added, how they were added in their relationships with each other and their relationships with their owners?
So what you're looking at is cat behavior.
Correct.
You're looking at the human-animal bond, but also relationships between cats.
Yes.
And most people who have a cat, in fact, have more than one cat, statistically. I think the average is 2.3 cats in America.
Something like that, yes.
Right. So what you're trying to figure out is, all right, we assume these things anecdotally. This is what we've been told for years. People have two cats, they add another cat, and this happens. But you're trying to quantify all that.
Sure. And that's part of it. And the other thing that we're trying to do is just get some basic numbers. So things like how often certain behaviors are seen in household cats, we don't actually always have very good information about how common is it that this cat hisses at another cat or anything like that. So getting some of that basic information also.
And it's helpful for another purpose too. So we know, this we do know, that on the animal shelter side, we know this, that cats are often relinquished. First of all, cats are more often relinquished than dogs. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be nice if cats were relinquished less often?
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if dogs were relinquished less often as well? I'm not suggesting, but that would be good.
Right.
And we know some of the most common reasons. So if we can attach fact to that and then help people to figure it out.
Definitely. If we can get some facts about how common it is, some of the factors that affect these things, and what people have tried and whether those things have worked or not, it gives us a lot more information to help other cats.
Right. And can you tell me what you have found so far?
We haven't actually done the data analysis yet. We will, but I didn't want to get into it until we get a little more information.
Okay. So what we're talking about is a survey.
Correct.
And we're talking about a survey that's free.
Yes. There's
no fee for this.
No fees.
And anyone can take it who has a cat.
Yes, they need.
But up to how many cats?
So 1 to 4 cats.
And lives in the U.S.
Lives in the U.S.
And then you can take the survey.
Correct. Yep. And ideally, on a computer. It handles a little better on a computer than a mobile device.
All right. So here's the thing. 30 years ago, to do this sort of thing, I don't know what veterinarians did. If they stopped people in the street, I don't know how this was done. But the great thing today, because we have the internet, mm-hmm. we are able to find out these things rather quickly from owners mm-hmm. and in a pretty accurate way as well.
Right.
So this information, which seems so simple, the relationship people have with their cats, what they do about it when there is something that mm-hmm. inhibits that relationship, if it's a behavior issue, mm-hmm. and how the cats in the house are getting along with one another, and under what circumstances they are mm-hmm. and are not getting along. All that seems so simple,
right.
But it's never been asked at a large level to cat owners.
Right. Well, it's difficult because it used to be that you had to fill out the paper surveys and you had to send them out to your mailing list, you get it back, and then you have to manually go through. So a study of this degree, of this many cat owners, would have been virtually impossible to do without the technology.
And you're looking for thousands of cat owners to respond. Thousands.
Correct.
And thousands.
Thousands and thousands. The more we get, the better the information is
mm-hmm.
because it the sample size will be better and more useful.
Yeah.
It varies with how long it will take depending on the number of cats you have.
Yeah, it could take a little while if you have several cats.
If you have 4, it will take a little while.
If you have 1 cat, much faster.
Very quick, yes.
And in between, it's in between.
Yes.
So if you have lots of cats, grab a cup of coffee, do it, because this will help a lot of cats.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can simply go to my website to get the survey, and that is stevedale.tv. Next week on the show, crate training dogs and helping our older dogs in many different ways.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, live good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
BizTalk Radio.